RWJ Hospital's annual meeting held without required notice. New Brunswick, NJ, only one of the city's two major hospitals held public meetings in compliance with state law this year, according to the State Department of Health, DOH, website. With just 2 days left to provide the required legal notice for a meeting taking place in 2020, Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, RWJ, is conspicuously missing from the state's list of annual hospital meetings. Hospitals are required to have one board of directors meeting each year that is open to the public, with financial information made available, opportunities for questions, and at least 25% of the board present. But no meeting date is listed for RWJ, while a September 22 meeting for St. Peter's Hospital is registered on the site maintained by the DOE's Office of Healthcare Financing. RWJ in New Brunswick. RWJ Barnabas had all of its hospitals across the state hold virtual meetings, publicized well in advance on the DOE website, so it's curious why only the New Brunswick Meeting Hospital's meeting was not properly noticed. Rules were changed this year to allow for virtual meetings instead of gatherings at physical locations in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, but significant public notice requirements remained in place. Earlier this year, St. Peter's agreed to join RWJ Barnabas Health, the parent corporation of RWJ, in a major business deal that several sources said was intended to secure support from the Catholic Church for other plans. The two healthcare systems were willing to put aside their differences on the controversial issue of abortion to join in support of demolishing an active public school campus once owned by the Catholic Church. The church had a deed restriction on the Lincoln Annex School, formerly known as St. Peter's. The restriction required the property to continue to be used as a school or an administration building for 50 years when it sold the property to New Brunswick Board of Education in 2013. But RWJ had been eyeing the site for expansion, despite a $22 million investment from taxpayers to reopen the Catholic campus as a public school in 2016. As protests erupted once the scheme was revealed, and members of the public started questioning the hospital CEO about the matter at last year's annual meeting. But this year the meeting came and went without the public knowing how to participate. RWJ insists they already held an annual public meeting on September 2nd, but admitted on November 24th that they forgot to notify the Department of Health, as required by law, and only did so after we started asking questions. RWJ satisfied all internal and external notification requirements regarding the 2020 annual meeting prior to convening, with the exception of informing the NJ Department of Health, said Peter Hagney, a longtime spokesperson for the hospital. Because RWJ neglected to send the mandatory notice to the health department, the meeting was never advertised on the state website, the only reliable place to check for these kinds of announcements. Once the omission was discovered, RWJ immediately informed NJ and filed a deferred notification letter with them, pursuant to their instructions. Hagney declined to answer questions about who was responsible for the screw-up when the hospital discovered the omission and when it submitted the deferred notification letter to the state. The Department of Health was even less forthcoming when questioned about the apparent violation of the law, going silent in the face of our inquiries. Health Commissioner Judy Parasicilli. Under Health Commissioner Judith Parasicilli, the DOE sidestepped a legal request for a copy of RWJ's annual meeting notice filed through the state's antiquated Open Public Records Act, OPRA, request portal on November 2nd. 3 days later, the department's custodian of records responded by directing this reporter to the same DOE website that still does not list any information about RWJ's annual meeting. This will respond to the reference request for government records, wrote Genevieve Ragan-Ethley, the department employee responsible for the denial of many pandemic-related requests for government information. Ragan-Ethley has not responded to follow-up inquiries and a telephone message asking for further information. This reporter copied the Attorney General of New Jersey after our initial inquiries received no response. 2 hours later, RWJ admitted to the violation and then declined to answer further questions. The statement stands as is, said the hospital spokesman. Parasicilli has gone into a 10-day quarantine after a possible exposure to COVID-19. Parasicilli's boss, Governor Phil Murphy, has dodged questions about the Lincoln Annex school closure throughout the pandemic. When this reporter questioned the governor about his broken promise to set up a meeting between his acting education commissioner and concerned residents of New Brunswick, Murphy brushed it off. On Lincoln Annex School, I've got nothing new to add. I apologize, Murphy said on November 12. Editor's note: the author of this article has consistently opposed the sale and closure of Lincoln Annex School after exposing the scheme in 2019.